it's always difficult to give some prognosis. Maybe you have a wish for the votes.
It's quite likely that the left will win after 7 years of right-wing governments in Czech Republic. Actually, for me, that would be good news. It's not sure that they will win, of course. We will see tomorrow evening. But also the other possibility is that the right-wing coalition will continue only with some changes in the parties. And it's also a question in the elections how successful new populist parties will be, because there's actually quite lots of them. They seem quite strong, but in the end they might not be, because the official prognosis of these sociologic so-called companies who measure the public opinion are often manipulated to favor some of the parties, so you can trust them completely. I think for me these are the three main questions: whether we will have a right-wing or a left-wing coalition, and how successful this dangerous anti-system populists will be.
When we are talking about this populist parties, we are talking about anno 2011, the party financed by Andrej Babiš, who already bought the biggest newspapers.
The populist parties, for a foreign observer, they might be quite interesting, because one of them is a party founded by an oligarch called Andrej Babiš, who's the second richest person in the country, controls the food industry almost completely, gets lots of subsidies from the state. And now he runs a party which basically doesn't have any real program. Like, they made such a mix of things proposed by citizen initiatives, things proposed by other parties, and it's such a not right-wing, not left-wing, but actually it's a party controlled by a billionaire, so it will not bring any real change to the country. And the other one is maybe more dangerous, but not that strong now. It was founded by a man. It might seem funny. The man, he's not Czech. He's half Japanese, half Korean. He's Czech just partially from his mother. And he runs a party which is called the Dawn of Direct Democracy. And he's a real populist who promises these turns to a real democracy. So you can recall politicians, elected politicians, with a referendum. But he's also terribly racist and xenophobic. And he's like, we have to end the corruption and this mess here. You know, these angry populist talks. So maybe the Dawn of the Direct Democracy is such an anti-systemic, dangerous party like the Alternative für Deutschland was in the last elections in your country. If they get to the parliament, they will be dangerous.
So that is the fascist wing. What about the left wing?
Well, the left wing, for me, they don't represent some sort of a social, ecological principle alternative to the current state of this country. But it might be a change if they will be what they promise to be, the main promises. It won't be a bad government, because if they will govern the country, they will do it with a silent support in the parliament of the communists, who are like the persona non grata of Czech politics. Nobody wants to work with them, cooperate with them, but they can silently support a government which they will not participate in. So the social democracy will have a minority government on their own, just social democracy in the government. And the social democracy might bring changes in several
realms. For example, the last government, the right-wing one, was trying to privatize everything from hospitals to schools, you know, everything what we already know from all the neoliberal governments from Britain to Germany and so on and so on. And they were just blindly following these principles of privatization. We might expect that this leftish social democrats will stop this privatization.
They certainly might change the course of the Republic towards neoliberal capitalist state, because we had a quite intact social state still before the government of 2006 and 2010, the right-wing governments started a deconstruction of the welfare state, of the social state. This is a thing that the social democracy might turn back, and they will certainly, for example, not introduce fees on universities, which was important for us 1.5 years ago during the university protests, which was like a week of unprecedented student protests because the student never protested since the revolution in 1989. And suddenly, when they tried to introduce this really bad university education reform, we were successful. So the right-wing government didn't reform, the universities didn't introduce fees. If the social democracy will govern, this is one of the things that will stay as they are. But they are also things that they might change for better, not just keep.
So right now you don't have fees on studies?
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
I heard that your radio started as an anti-nuclear radio.
That's right, yeah.
That's perfect. I realized when I heard that, that one of the things which is quite important for me and which is also one of the things at stake in the elections is the plan to build two new reactors in the Temelin nuclear power plant. It's such a financial nonsense. It would be basically a robbery on every single citizen of this country because they would have fixed tariffs, prices for the electricity for 50 years from the reactors. The state-owned company said that that's the only way how to make the reactors profitable, by basically robbing every single Czech household for next 50 years. The question is whether there will be a government which will not be lobbied to follow this plan, which will not, for example, it's another danger, let Russians build it, which would make our country more dependent on Russia. I think that if the social democracy gets to government, now they promise that they will only build these reactors if they are profitable. And there is not a chance on this earth they might be profitable. So I hope that if the left wing wins, we might stop the Temelin for good.
Well, we will see, because the nuclear power plant is also somehow bind with the party of the president. Our president also has a party which is like Russian oriented.
Okay, what about other resources or alternatives apart from the nuclear power?
Basically, we get a third of our energy, one third of our energy from nuclear power plants. Now we have 4 reactors at Dukovany and 2 reactors at Temelin. And the rest comes from coal, basically. That's another thing. We have so-called ecological limits of extraction of the coal. So there's like a red line which the companies, of course, private companies of coal barons, as we call them, from northern Bohemia own. And they want to
extend the limits.
Yeah. For example, there's a thing I haven't spoken about, and it's another danger of the elections, that this party of our president will get to the parliament, because they are very like pro-industrial. They really want to build the other reactors. They want to break the of extraction, you know, drill baby drill thinking. And they would like most likely let Russians build the reactors. This is their program, that they would basically own the power plant then. This would make us really dependent on Russia. When you see what Putin is doing at the moment, it's not a nice thing to see, that your country is getting dependent on Russia.